now joined by Chase Elliott. If you have a question for Chase, please raise your hand. We'll get right to questions. We'll start here with Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Can you just kind of explain or walk us through the situation with the one car and what happened there, please?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but looking forward to the off season and really proud of our team for the fight that we put in today, and felt like we had just kind of peaked right there, before we crashed, and felt like we got our car driving pretty good. We just had our best pit stop of the day, so that was all really solid. And heck, we were right there next to 22. So yeah, thought we had a shot at it all the way up until we didn't. And that is unfortunately how it goes sometimes.
Any more questions for Chase? Go to Matt.
Matt Weaver, Racing America, obviously another kind of flat track. So it was a track position race. Do you feel like you ever really got a chance to show what that car was? Because we saw the 22 when he lost track position. He struggled for a little bit too. So did you ever get the chance to show what the car could have been had you got track position?
Yeah, maybe. You know, maybe I felt like we had gotten it driving about as good as it had been all weekend, honestly. Like when we shorted or when we split the stage and then some of those guys stayed out and ran along and we went a lap down and made our lap back up there under green that run, I thought our car was driving pretty good. We had been adjusting on it up until that point. Yeah, and I thought we'd gotten to a pretty decent spot, but obviously it's hard to tell. We were out there on fresher tires and other guys were on old stuff. So I was looking forward to seeing if that held true. But from where I sat, obviously it's difficult because you don't have a lot to gauge off of pace-wise. But I felt like our balance was getting pretty close, you know, so that was good. But until you kind of get back in the mix and reset there, it is tough to say. I would have loved to see what it looked like, you know, on the front couple of rows. I felt like, you know, we just had, like I said a second ago, we just had our best pit stop of the day. Guys are rolling there on pit road. And, yeah, would have loved a shot there at the end, but that's the way it works.
Go to Justin.
Justin Schuler kicking the tires. Chase, I know it's not the finish you wanted, but how do you assess the year as a whole, and especially with this new car now that you guys have had a whole year? What do you expect going into 2023?
Yeah, I don't really care about 2023 right now. But, we had 5 wins on the season, and we had you tell me what the stats are. That's how you would assess it, right? But I know we won 5 races, and that's more than we did last year. But, you know, do not tell me what the countdown clock is because I don't want to know.
We'll go to Zach and then Dustin.
Zach Sterniel with NASCAR.com. Chase, you have probably addressed this by now, I'm sure, so I apologize for asking again. But just what was your viewpoint on how everything went down with the one car today and just how you were able to react throughout the course of the rest of the race?
Oh, yeah, just disappointed. Obviously ended our day and ended our chance at at a win or a championship, so just disappointing.
Go to Dustin and Tom.
After the incident when the one came up on you, certainly made it challenging. Why didn't you just wreck him there?
Yeah, like I said, just proud of my team and appreciate the effort that they put in, the fight that we had for these last 9 weeks.
Tom.
Tom Bowles, Front Stretch and CBS Sports. Chase, you would have won the regular season title going away, obviously, without the postseason reset. You had 5 wins this season. But, you know, you guys seemed a little more inconsistent during the playoffs. Do you have a sense yet as you head into the offseason, you know, what gains you needed to make over the last 10 races where you might have fallen off a little bit?
Yeah. No, I think we certainly have a target to look at as we go into next year. And, yeah, when time comes, we'll go to work on it. But that's not today. I can assure you that. We're going to enjoy a little time off, just like a lot of you guys are. It's a long season. A lot of effort goes into this deal. And, looking forward to that. But, yeah, when we get back to Daytona next year, we'll be ready to go. And we will put the focus on the things that we feel like we need to put them on and see where we stack up then. So, yeah, again, 2023 is not on my radar right now.
Do we have any questions in the press box? All right. We'll come back down to the media center and go to John. Raise your hand, John.
John Newbehavior.com. This is kind of a random question, but will it be nice to kind of go out and take on like the Nitro Rallycross stuff as a way to kind of reset in a different competitive setting?
Yeah, it's just that's just fun for me. I don't. It's just different. But yeah, that's just a fun opportunity for me.
Okay, Chase, thank you for your time, and have a great off season.
Yeah, y'all too. Thank you.